ePress.am. For over 11 years, Vardan Jamalian, a resident of the village of Hyanist in Armenia's Ararat province, subjected his wife, Nareen Zorabayan, to serious incidents of domestic violence. In November 2015, following yet another abusive incident, the woman finally went to the police, and on March 4, 2016, the First Instance Court of Ararat and Bayat-Sdzor provinces, presided over by Judge Tatul Poghosian, decided to only impose a fine of AMD 50,000, about $100, on the abusive husband. Your Honor, how could an Armenian man tolerate his wife keeping in touch with immoral women, or coming home to no dinner? That's why I beat her, Jamalian, pictured on the left, said in his defense. Despite the indictment stating that the defendant violently hit and punched his wife numerous times during their last argument, hence the charges against him of committing a socially dangerous act, prosecutor Shahin Tanoyan did not think that there was sufficient basis to impose more severe punishment on Jamalian. Citing lack of aggravating factors, and the fact that the accused has three minor children under his care, the prosecutor motioned to fine Jamalian for 50,000 dirhams. Defense lawyer Anahit Sagatelian, in turn, qualified the incident as not so serious, insisting that it is not even appropriate to talk about the causes of the beatings in court. There are factors that my client has told me about, which, if voiced in court, would put the plaintiff in rather a bad light. However, the defendant does not want to draw attention to these circumstances since they could affect negatively his children's fate. Jamalian had his reasons for abusing his wife, which were caused by the plaintiff's not-so-legitimate behavior, the lawyer stated. Due to the lack of domestic violence law in Armenia, spousal abuse cases are usually examined under articles on either beating or infliction of physical harm, which envisage extremely mild punishments, a fine or imprisonment for up to 2 months. Judges rarely impose the maximum punishment, a 2-month imprisonment, since there are always mitigating circumstances in favor of defendants. Shahane Kachatrian.